While we're talking about the starting pitchers,
yep,
Caleb,
yep,
you get to talk your stuff because last week we were discussing, well, did we talk about it on the podcast? Probably not. We were just texting about the Strider potentially getting a start.
I think this happened since the podcast.
Because I guess it would have.
Yeah, we recorded last Wednesday.
And it was on Friday?
And that was Friday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So Jesse Chavez got the start in the fifth slot for the Braves. Spencer Strider coming on. Chavez obviously opening for Strider. Went poorly for Chavez. Went great for Strider. I was defending the opener strategy, but it clearly didn't work. So,
well,
Caleb, take it away.
I think here's this. Now, don't get me wrong. I love to gloat. and there's nothing I love more than making an early prediction and it coming to fruition. Because the only regret I have about Spencer Strider is the podcast we did right before the beginning of the season. I got in my head and was like, you know what? I understand if the Braves don't go and put Spencer Strider on the 40-man roster. No, I should have held my own. I knew I was right. This guy's got dominant stuff. It's not going to be perfect. This guy's only been pitching in the majors for this is now his second, you know, season in Major League Baseball. This guy was just
barely. I mean, he had a cup of coffee in the last series when it.
Yeah, he was, he was jumping from
lame duck games.
He was jumping from bus to bus, going from all of the different, you know, A levels.
All the more impressive for him this year to be doing this just in his straight up rookie year.
Absolutely. I mean, the guy's got dominant stuff. Chris Willis, once again, a guy who I went rounds with, I think last Friday, maybe it was Thursday, about, you know, he does need to add to his repertoire, to his pitches.
Mm-hmm. Needs another pitch.
Yeah. And now I'm blanking. I can't remember. He throws a third. I can't remember if it was a changeup or curve. Anyways, regardless, though, it's just the idea of it feels like the Braves wanted him to have a little bit more, or they just find his value more in being in the bullpen, and forget that. I mean, the man pitched four innings last Friday, 8 strikeouts. He's tearing it up. And that was coming after a time that honestly, like after what happened with Chavez, made you kind of go like, all right, yep, this isn't just isn't going to be the Braves' night. And for Strider to pick them up the way that he did was awesome. I just wish they could have won that game for him, honestly, just so it would have looked even better. Because it felt like even the relievers that came in after Strider looked better. Colin McHugh was a guy that comes to mind who just had a better outing than he had previously. A guy I still have got question marks about. But specifically yeah. Strider, just like, the guy's got to start now. I mean, there's clearly an opening for him. I don't know what they need to do to get him ready. I think because of the schedule and how they're getting off days, the Braves don't have an opening until after in the middle of the Milwaukee series next week. So Tuesday is the open date that the Braves don't have a starter. It should be Spencer Strider. It's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. However, are the Braves going to likely overthink this and make some other sort of move? Probably. also, does Tucker Davidson deserve another start?
He probably does deserve an opportunity at some point here. Yeah.
He does.
I'm just going to interject and say, I would still defend the opener tactically. That's just me. I'm open to the opener. I like the idea of not having a starter, regardless of who it is. I'm not even talking about Spencer Strider necessarily, but generally speaking, when you use an opener, then the start, the real starter, the guy who comes in after the opener, would not have to face the top of the order for a third time, maybe ever in the game. Like, not until very late on, most likely, as long as the start goes well, or the outing goes well. So I defend it from that standpoint. But to your point, with what Spencer Strider has shown, the weapon that he is, and you want to move him into a starting role anyway, you see him, you project him as a starter, you might as well give him the experience starting games, like for his own development, as well as, you know, potentially being better for the team.
I think part of it is starters and relievers get different warm-up processes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a, you go from, first off, knowing when you start the day, hey, I'm going to be the first guy to step out onto the mound and throw the ball for my team. I get that that's very elementary, but there's something into the psyche of going through that process, of going through your workout, going through your throwing, as if you are going to start. Why you do that with a guy who you know is only going to throw an inning and then have Strider come out of the bullpen when you could just flip it the other way? You talk about not wanting him to face the lineup a third time. I understand that, actually. But why not put Chavez in on the back end in a role that he's had success in? And I get he had some success opening for the Braves. However, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't Dylan Lee the last opener the Braves had, and it was in the World Series, and horribly?
I think that's very well maybe a reason they don't do it again.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest.
You know, it's kind of one of those, like, yeah, I think that's the day that my opinion on openers changed.
I could totally see a scenario where Brian Snicker has been, like, convinced to do this, and it's not necessarily his like his preferred move, and he's just like, screw it, I'm never doing the opener.
I get it, like, there's some analytics, there's some bigger thing that I'm not smart enough
and
to
certainly
realize.
Some teams who do it regularly, routinely, and have it incorporated as part of their game plan are able to execute it on a, you know, a better, more effective level.
Also, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like the teams that do openers they do it as, like, this is a bullpen game.
True.
So it's strange to go, yeah, we're going to have Chavez throw an inning and Strider throw four. it's like, you're used to, like, you'll get, like, an inning out of this guy, maybe two out of this guy, an inning out of this guy, maybe two, like you're piecing it together. Would instead, if you had seen that Spencer Strider started the game, went four innings to start, eight strikeouts, you'd be like, wow, he had a dominant start. Wishnet had left him in, then the wheels fell off. But instead, it was the opposite, and you felt like you were kind of beat before the thing got started. That's just...
Now, if Strider is the starter, do they need another bullpen arm to come in, or... are they kind of already set because they've already essentially been playing with Strider as kind of a pseudo starter to this point anyway? Because when he's coming into games, he's typically been, you know,
multi-inning.
Doing a multi-inning, a long appearance. So it's not like he's, you know, been a core part of the bullpen on a day, like, on a day-to-day basis as it is. I don't know.
I think they're fine in that aspect. Honestly, like, it's one of those, if they had, in that last start against the Brewers, if they just swapped Chavez who knows how differently that one might have turned out. And maybe I'm just, like, simplifying it way too much. And I get that's a part of it. I also just, this is one for, like, I'm glad you're sitting down. Chris Willis threw out the idea that maybe Strider is being set up to be the future closer of this team, and that's why the Braves are treating them like they are, to which initially I go, like, yeah, I mean, he's got the dominant stuff that you'd want from a closer, but, like, why would you not want that for seven innings, you know? Like, like, if you can get that for seven innings,
a good starter is more valuable than a good closer.
Absolutely. Like, if the Braves could have gotten what Craig Kimbrell did back in the day across six innings, pretty sure they would have started Craig Kimbrell. Also, yeah. Do we not, right. You know, John Smoltz. Like, John Smoltz was a closer. They also figured out that guy could do that for longer, so we're going to use him for longer. Yeah, it's just one it's one of those things that, like, bounces around my head that I'm like, don't think harder than you have to.
Right.
It just seems so obvious.
Fortunately, Spencer Strider is a very good pitcher who can probably fill any number of roles on the team throwing the baseball, you know, but ideally I think you'd want him as a starter. Well, and I would be surprised if the Braves are like, especially so at this point in his career, so young, I'd be very surprised if they were like already grooming him for like a specific role as a closer.
And here's the last thing that I'll say about this before we kind of move on, which is,
though he certainly could close
the, the way that I would feel better about Spencer Strider if he was to continue in his role is if Tucker Davidson is given an opportunity.
Right.
It just feels like he's the next in line. Now, if he's given an opportunity and he blows it, then I'm going to be right back on the, you got to start Strider. And I still think you should. But however, like, that's the one move that I keep looking at is to, like, okay, I need Tucker to get another shot early on, because I think that could be a consistent piece. And also one to look at if you decide to trade a Charlie Morton or something like that, you know, say that opportunity becomes available. You know, that's long-term thinking later in the season. But, you know, I don't know. I got my time to gloat about Strider, but also
you earned it.
It's fine. It's fine. You know, hey, what a broken clock's right twice a day sort of thing. Yeah, we'll go with that. Now